Welcome back to Social Small Business, the podcast of South Marketing Group. I am Brooks Gray, and I'm sitting here again with Lee Simkowski. And not only that, we have a special guest with us today.
Ta-da.
Bobby.
Hey, hi there.
Hey, thanks for saying hello before I even asked you to do it.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. Just make yourself at home. That's how we work around
Tell
here.
Tell them Bobby, who Bobby is.
Bobby is our chief operating officer at South Marketing Group. So she basically just makes sure everything gets done when it's supposed to get done and in a good manner. But she also manages accounts.
Yeah, because we can't let her go because she's so good at it.
Yeah, basically any jobs that need to get done that we don't have anybody that can do it, Bobby just takes it over.
Because she's that good.
She's that good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There, we just managed you up.
So thanks for being with us today. Today, I want to talk to you, Lee. I have a question for you. If I'm only getting a few likes on my social media posts for my business page, why should I put time and effort and energy into continuing to do it?
We get asked that a lot. Or why should I even do this? Nobody's on Facebook anymore. Nobody uses...
Which is a lie.
Exactly. It is a lie. You can tell from the analytics that's a lie. But I think the real question is, why are people on social media? And that really answers the why you should be there. So when we were talking about this earlier, I looked up all the reasons from... Web Vitals or whatever that statistic place is. And they give you like 10 reasons why, but I just want to hit a few. A lot of people are on there to stay in touch with friends and family, to show off their, photos and things like that. What I found interesting though, is why people used it for networking. I never used it for that, but I use LinkedIn for that.
Yeah, I was going to say LinkedIn's great for that.
But I don't use Facebook for networking, but LinkedIn is really good for that. And then this one was really funny to me, to share their opinion. And I'm like, that's like everybody in my newsfeed. Me, on the other hand, I'm looking for entertaining content on a regular basis. So, and that was one of the reasons that people were looking for entertaining content. But in lately, it's been to research things to purchase or services. So people are actually researching to find products to buy or services to buy. So it's kind of shifting that direction. So with that in mind, you might not get a lot of engagement on posts, but you're building brand awareness. And I really think Bobby's been in this with me for 6 years now. So I think you've got a really good example of the using social media and not measuring it by engagement.
Yeah, I mean, the engagement back in 2017 was so much easier to do. And if our clients measure their current engagement versus 2017, you can get discouraged. And I would say don't get discouraged if you only have 3 likes. I do have a client that their current new business, they find them through a Google search, and once they'll start stalking their social pages, and one of the things that, you know, they see is that they're current and that they look fun,
that they care,
and that they care. And so they're not even paying attention to the engagement. They may not even follow them, but they're stalking them, and they're, you know, they're checking those pages out. So it's not a total waste.
And that's not just us guessing. You can see that through the analytics, that they're coming to the website via... And one thing people don't consider, too, is that Google My Business is actually considered social media.
What is Google My Business?
That's your Google profile, your Google Business profile. And if it's not claimed, you need to claim it. We'll put instructions on how to claim your Google Business profile on our website.
Maybe we should just save that for a podcast episode.
Now, we need to go ahead and get it up, and then we can tell them how to use it. But Google My Business is also sending a lot of organic and free website traffic. So that makes another case for what you just said, is staying on top of your analytics, because you can really see, while they may not be engaging with the post, they're engaging with your website.
Yes.
And it's keeping the brand in front of people. And I think that's one of the biggest reasons to be on social media is that you're keeping your brand constantly in front of people, whether they're engaging with it or not. Also, you've experienced this a lot, Bobby. We answer a lot of messages on social media. People like to interact with the brands there rather than call. So there's a messenger, and or you can respond to the review. So if someone's had a bad experience, you immediately know, because you know everybody likes to complain on social media. So you can respond to those reviews and those comments. And you've experienced that a lot.
So oh, yeah,
she could
absolutely
probably do her own podcast on how to respond to negative reviews and comments. And I guess another thing we want to think about why you should be on social media is the actual SEO benefits of it. Now, it doesn't benefit your website directly, but it benefits your brand. Because if someone does a brand search, then what you were saying, their website comes up, but also their Facebook, their Instagram.
LinkedIn.
And then you become a personality at that point. It's your brand's personality. But if you're not up to date on your social media, those pages won't necessarily come up. And if they do, and they're 3 years old, like you researched somebody today, Brooks, right? Mm-hmm. And you actually looked at me and said, well, they haven't updated their social media in 3 years. That didn't necessarily make us want to work with that person.
Right.
If they're supposed to be specializing in something like that. So I think I just made some really good cases for being on social media.
You did. And you talked for just a moment that I think will tie into maybe a later episode in thinking about, should you just focus on one platform or use them all, use as many as you can. But something you said was just awareness, making people aware of your brand. And I heard something not too long ago that said it takes people an average of 7 times of seeing your brand or your messaging before they'll remember it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're just posting, if you think, well, I posted one time about this and that's enough, no. People need to, first of all, people may not even see it because of the different algorithms and all this stuff. But if you've got like a sale, a special sale, don't just post about it once. Post about it a bunch of times on many different platforms, mm-hmm. because it's all about that awareness.
What do you recommend the frequency? I mean, you've got a retail.
Well, with retail, it's like you can do it every single day.
Yeah. That's what I think too with retail. Mm-hmm. If you're a retail-based business, you could do it multiple times a day.
Yeah.
So if service-based businesses, you know, I've encouraged our people. I used to say, don't post every day. You're getting on people's nerves. Well, now the life of a post is so short. I'm like, post every day. Try different times and then go back and look at your analytics and say, okay, when do people actually engage or when were people online?
I would say there's also a minimum of posting. I would say at the minimum, post 3 times a week if you can't do it every day. Give them a minimum. But yeah, like you said, like, it's okay to do every day.
I still account manage, and I have 3 accounts I work on. I post every day.
I don't post for of our accounts.
No.
I'm just the designer guy, just the weirdo in the dark room.
And the podcast guy and the website guy.
But my thoughts are, and you could answer this for me probably, is there a one-size-fits-all approach?
Never.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of businesses are just looking for that. Just give us the answer. Just tell us what to do and we can do that and everything will work.
You know, the only thing I can say about that, a one size fits all approach, is be authentic. Mm. Be authentic with your brand. So if it's authentic for you to post every day, then post every day. If it's not, then don't.
People can tell when you don't want to post.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. You've got to put your personality in it, because it's a turn off to people if you're just posting. Well, I don't know. I mean, tweets can be really mean and cool and
pointless.
So don't take my advice over there on Twitter, but be intentional and be authentic. And that's the one size fits all aspect to this. But you know, there's a golden rule of social media: tweet others the way you want to be tweeted. No one else is laughing.
Yeah. I've got to work on your delivery.
You did. You said that you were going to give us a good one today.
I did give you a good one. Any other questions about that, Brooks?
No, but I do want to hit on one thing you mentioned the other day that you did not mention today, and that is the right audience. Two things, actually. I think people get frustrated because, one, they don't have the right audience, and two, they don't have the right content.
Oh, so you're not that they don't have the right audience, or they need to go after the right audience.
Right.
Is that what you're saying? They need to go out. Okay. So if you are a business that wants to target millennials, but you're putting content out there that don't, that targets 60 plus year olds, what are those called, boomers? Then change your content, and then you'll attract more millennials. What are the people that are younger than millennials?
Gen Z.
Gen Z, is that them? And then what's after Gen Z?
I don't know. I haven't heard that one.
I know.
Yet.
We're too old for that. So if you want to attract a different kind of audience, your content has to be relatable to that audience. So you're doing a lot of research on similar brands or people that inspire you will help you drive the right content and get you to the right audience. Did I answer your question?
Yes, that answered my question. And one last thing I would add, don't make everything about you.
Absolutely. That's how we started this, was remember why people are on social media. They aren't on social media for you to preach at them or for you to put your products in their face all the time. Be relatable as a brand. Just be relatable, be authentic, and be intentional.
All right. Thanks. Bobby, you got anything you want to add?
Nope. That's it.
Well, if this is our most listened to episode, we know the key ingredient was the third member of the Stooges.
Yes. Thanks, Bobby.
So thanks for joining us today. We're glad you tuned in. Hopefully this has been helpful. Check back with us each week where we'll have new and interesting content, hopefully.
And maybe some good jokes.
And some mediocre jokes.
Notice I didn't mention Elon Musk today.
That's very true. Take care.